Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how to stop being late. Let me start by saying that I find punctuality to be a fascinating concept. It's more about expectations than about time itself. There are definitely cultural elements to it. If you're lucky enough to be invited to a party in Brazil, for instance, showing up at the stated time is actually rude to your hosts. They won't be expecting anyone until about 60 minutes after the start. When I was visiting Japan, on the other hand, my tour bus actually left someone who wasn't on the bus at the time our guide said we were going to leave. Punctuality is incredibly important there, which is why the trains always run on time. Different offices have different attitudes toward punctuality. It's one of the first things people learn when starting a new job. In some places, all meetings start 10 minutes late because it's understood that you're coming from other meetings. In other places, all meetings end 10 minutes early, so the next meetings can start on time. Either system can work, at least until these two places try to do business with each other. In any case, while being late is about expectations, not time, I know it's a common source of unhappiness. Indeed, when people tell me that they have trouble with time management, they often mean that they're always late, defined here as not meeting someone else's time expectations. Very few people enjoy being late by this definition. Sure, there are probably some people who view it as a power play. Look at me, I can make other people wait because I am so important. But I think that most normal, non-psychopathic late people really hate the idea that they are causing annoyance and inconvenience. That sense of unease causes people to make terrible decisions. They run red lights and speed through residential neighborhoods. One well-known study found that seminary students, asked to prepare a sermon on the Good Samaritan, who's in the Bible because he stopped to help somebody, were highly likely to walk right past someone in need of medical assistance when they were told that they were late to deliver their talks. I appreciate the researcher's sense of humor, but this does not speak well for human nature. Fortunately, there's a simple way to avoid being late. The key is realizing that most things that make us late are predictable. They fall into that category that Donald Rumsfeld once called known unknowns. You don't know how much traffic there will be on Friday afternoon at 5 p.m., but it probably won't be none. You don't know which family member will forget something on the way out the door, but the odds are good that somebody will need to go back for something. You don't know which of your direct reports will stop you as you're leaving to catch your train, but no doubt someone will need to talk with you. In each of these cases, you don't know exactly what will fill your time, but you can be pretty sure something will fill your time. And if you don't plan for that, you'll be late. The best way to plan for it is simply to build in extra time. This seems obvious, but it's actually life-changing. When I talk to people who are always on time, they almost universally leave 10 to 15 minutes before they absolutely have to. They may not even recognize that this is what they're doing. But when you talk to them, they say things like, well, church is 10 minutes away, so we leave at 9:40 for the 10 o'clock service. You can do the math and see that this is 20 minutes, not 10. But the person has built in time for someone to decide it's cold and she needs a coat, and to find parking, and to let a child decide that she wants to go to Sunday school instead of going to the service. And so they're in the pews when the minister stands up. Whereas someone else might see that church is 10 minutes away and plan to get in the car at 9:50. Then they always show up in the middle of that first hymn, wondering what happened. Likewise, someone who wants to catch the 5:35 p.m. train from a station that's a 15-minute walk from the office could, in theory, leave at 5:18 p.m. But it might be better to start walking out at 5:05. When your colleague stops you to announce that her team actually isn't going to make that deadline on Friday, you can deal with this without also having the hard choice then of missing your train. Of course, this is easier said than done. it's hard to stop doing what we're doing. I think that what also happens is people worry they'll be too early, and then they'll just be sitting there, wasting time. I have two responses to that. One is that if you are early, just open up an ebook on your phone and treat this as found me time. But I've also noticed that people who are chronically late tend to be so far off in their estimation skills that what they think will make them early, in fact, makes them on time. So think through your upcoming day. Are you always late for something? Why? What would happen if you set your departure time 10 minutes earlier? Maybe it can't happen. Maybe it can't happen for a good reason. Maybe it's not a priority to you, be on time. But if it couldn't happen, well, I promise life feels so much more relaxing when you're not trying to cram in one more thing. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.